Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Idea Park, a new media agency nurturing online relationships between you and your most valuable customers. Online at ideapark.com.
Wake up, we've got numbers.
The Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott J. Gall. I don't want to swamp you with too many numbers this early in the morning, but we've got some important ones coming out today about the economy. More evidence of the housing slowdown, a predicted 3% drop in the number of new homes started last month. Also, a key inflation figure. Economists expect the producer price index was up 0.2 in August. The Federal Reserve will be watching that one as it decides whether to bump up interest rates this week or keep things the way they are. So here's what the country's CEOs think about the economy. A new survey from the Business Roundtable captures that lackluster feeling. Here's Lisa Napoli.
Pessimism appears to be reigning among America's chief executives. While they expect higher sales this quarter, the expectations aren't as rosy as they were earlier this year. John Castellani of Business Roundtable says the sluggishness seems to mirror the general sentiment in the business community.
What I think we are seeing is the effect of 17 straight interest rate increases from the Federal Reserve and higher oil prices. They are taking a toll on the economy.
Castellani says that in response, chief executives could cut back on spending on equipment and infrastructure. He also says the survey showed many companies aren't as eager to hire now, although for now, that doesn't mean layoffs. In New York, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Another recall of laptop batteries today. Again, these are Sony batteries, but this time it's not the risk of fire. Toshiba says the batteries just don't always work. The company says it's replacing 340,000 batteries in Dynabook and Dynabook satellite computers. Last month, Dell and Apple recalled almost 6 million batteries because of the slight chance they might explode. This week, Home Depot is going to give the Maytag repairman something to do. Well, that's if the new Maytag washing machine breaks down, of course. This is the first Maytag product since the company was bought by Whirlpool in March. Ashley Milne-Tite has more.
Maytag was a market leader for many years with its solid, reliable washing machines and refrigerators, but its fortunes began to sink in the 90s. Retail consultant Wendy Liebman.
The world of washing machines and dryers and home appliances has changed so much in the last 10 years that I think Maytag sort of got left behind in the rush.
That was due partly to lack of innovation, according to Mike Dineen of the Fredonia Group. New owner Whirlpool intends to change that, he says. Indeed, they'll have to, as consumers become increasingly obsessed with technology.
As people begin to view appliances more as an electronic good versus a mechanical nuts and bolts item, that tends to favor, you know, companies like LG or Samsung in the appliance industry.
He says the new washing machine is a lot more high-tech than its predecessors. Its starting price is $1,100. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Investors seem to just be waiting around on the Fed's decision. The Dow dropped 5 points, just a smidge, to 11,555. The Nasdaq gained an even smaller smidge, 0.01%. The S&P 500 was up 0.1%. You're listening to Marketplace. Around the country this morning, from Ohio, several school districts have hired a bounty hunter. The job is to track down students enrolled in charter schools outside of their home districts. The problem is, for every student going to a charter school in another district, the home district loses several thousand dollars. The bounty hunter gets about $400 per student. A federal agency in the Pacific Northwest has been trying to save 13 species of fish. The program's price tag, $8 billion. That's to help salmon swim down from Idaho to the Pacific Ocean. Scientists say only about 1 to 3% of the fish actually make it, and it should be twice that amount. From Washington State, the Muckleshoot Indian Tribe has opened a non-smoking casino near Auburn. Not even Vegas has one of those. Washington has an indoor smoking ban, but it doesn't apply to the tribes. The Marketplace Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. And by the Medtronic Foundation, supporting communities through grant making, volunteers, employee giving, and creative partnerships. The Medtronic Foundation, Medtronic.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow. Fox's movie studio is expected to unveil a new venture today, up to a dozen films a year targeting Christians. Fox Filmed Entertainment is the same company that brought shows like The Simpsons and Temptation Island to TV. The new project, Fox Faith, will release at least half its films in theaters. The first movie, Love's Abiding Joy, comes out in a couple weeks. All kinds of Christian-themed business ventures are popping up now. They're trying to cash in on the niche market of 90 million evangelicals. Alex Goldmark tells us about Faith Mobile, church on a cell phone.
Don't believe the lie that overwork works. Jesus didn't.
I'm not all that attached to my mobile phone, or to a church for that matter, but I still wanted to hear what a cell phone devotional was, which, by the way, could also come as a text message.
They're very powerful text messages.
Martha Cotton is co-founder of Faith Mobile and a devout believer in the spiritual power of the cell phone.
We say use the mobile phone to stay in touch with what you believe, as well as stay in touch with your friends.
She thinks born-again Christians are a huge growth market for her religious products, like Christian ringtones and inspirational messages. And it's been easy to find funders to back her belief.
There's a lot of capital to go around. You know, we have a saying in the Christian community, you know, God owns the cattle on a thousand hills. He can sell a few and fund us.
Faith-focused investors are funding all sorts of products, like Christian car insurance.
Our FaithGuard auto and home coverages offer active churchgoers exclusive benefits and special discounts.
Plus, FaithGuard car insurance waives your deductible if you're in an accident on your way to or from a church function, or, as it happened to Pastor Jim Goforth, in an empty church parking lot.
Normally, I would have to pay that deductible, get my car fixed while they sorted the whole thing out, and then they would send me my money back. In this case, I just got my car fixed.
Now, you may not think too many accidents happen on the way to Sunday service, but FaithGuard is basically deductible-free car insurance for clergy because everywhere they go is church-related. And offering that product sends a values message to the whole congregation of potential customers who want to support companies that support what they do, like when they give to church.
Another real popular benefit is the tithing benefit. So if you get disabled in an auto that we insure, we'll cover your tithing.
Jim Wallace is CEO of Guide One Insurance, the creator of FaithGuard. And though technically these discounts make it cheaper to be a churchgoer, he says he's motivated by the bottom line, not a higher calling.
I can't say that it's a corporate mission to cause more folks to go to church. I personally think that's a wonderful thing, but our objective was to serve a market. So these benefits were designed to be attractive to people who go to church.
A faithful customer is a faithful customer. I'm Alex Goldmark for Marketplace.
In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
American Public Media.
It's not a new idea. Policies create.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.